This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, coming to you live, hour number two from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Joining me again somewhere out on the road as he heads to CPAC is CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Good evening, sir. Sean? He told me he would have good reception while he was on the road. But I know that Genesis Communications is at CPAC. Rob Moore sent me a picture of a Genesis Communications booth, so I presume that's Mr. Jones. I don't know who exactly that is supposed to be, but hey. See if we get Sean back. This is the drama that is live radio. And if we don't, we'll just move on to something else. Let's see what we can get. There is a possibility of a dead zone, I would imagine. What do you got, Jason? What do you think? Okay. So once again, joining us from somewhere on his way to CPAC is CEO and founder Sean Maloney. Good evening, sir.
Hey, good evening. Sorry that we dropped the call. I think I may have done Mount Nittany's fault. I mean, Allegheny Mountains is coming over by State College, so I could have been it.
Okay. Now, if we lose you a bunch of times, do you want us to try to get you back, or do you want to just drive in the mountains?
Yeah, I'm pretty much out of the mountains, so I should be all right. I'm over on the other side now, heading towards civilization.
So what do you think? Have you heard about this Strickland case coming out of Oregon?
Refresh my recollection. I've heard about a couple things, but I may not know by that name.
This is the guy that was the videographer and the reporter who was out there around a Black Lives Matter protest. And they started coming at him, and he drew his gun. He was legally licensed to carry a gun. And now he's been convicted of 21 counts of malicious menacing, among other things, and he's facing 50 years in prison.
I have not heard about that. It doesn't surprise me based on that court. But if he can subjectively show that he was in fear of death and serious bodily injury or harm, number one, that these people had the ability to harm him. Number two, they had the opportunity. They're right there. And number three, subjectively, he was in fear. I don't know how he could be convicted.
Well, they got video of it. I mean, they were trying to surround him. They were trying to flank him. They were trying to get around the back of him. And when a couple of people tried to de-escalate the situation, he holstered back up. And I think in the past he had already had his head handed to him one time. So he decided not to be in that position again. And for his trouble, he's facing 50 years in prison. He's already been convicted of 21 counts of what? Let's see. Yeah. He was charged originally with misdemeanor menacing. And when he got in front of some prosecutors, the one charge turned into 21 charges, and the one misdemeanor turned into multiple felonies. And his bail blew up to $250,000. The charges included 10 counts of unlawful use of a weapon, 10 counts of menacing, and one count of disorderly conduct. After they reflected on this for about 5 minutes, the judge announced him guilty on all 21 counts. And they've also ordered him, he can't blog or write, he can't go near any protest, and he can't video any protest. So he can't even do his job.
So they're restricting his First Amendment right.
Yeah.
And they've denied him the ability to use the Second Amendment right. I'm hopeful that's appealable. And that was the lower court. And that was a jury who did this?
That was a judge, Judge Thomas Ryan.
Yeah. That's why we never, ever, ever have bench trials, people. We do not do it. Because you know what? That judge, he's not a reasonable man. He's not a reasonable person for us to plead our case in front of. And that's what we hope for, is honest, reasonable person, where we can show them that if they were faced with the same or similar circumstances, they would have done the same thing. That's a shame. Based on those facts, it's something that you and I would do and everybody out there would do.
I've
also thought about that. What happens now when we're caught in the middle of that and we're attacked? Are we supposed to get sprayed with pepper spray? Are we supposed to get knocked down and beaten? No.
Well, no. I mean, I've already told you where I'm at on that. I mean, right. I face, you know, disparity of force just because of my chest now. And, I mean, if that happens, well, there's going to be a gun coming out, and he's got a little small one. I carry bigger ones than that, so hopefully the intimidation factor will work. But I'm going to hesitate and guess this guy is not a member of Second Call Defense or apparently anything else.
No, I haven't heard from him. Our case is still very active in California. Probably just as justified, but again, you're dealing with an area that is sick and tired of gangbanging. This wasn't gangbanging, and overly charged, and that's where they're starting. And because of that, you know, it takes quite a hefty retainer that we put up. $45,000 right off the bat for this gentleman. $45,000 bond waiting for him when they have the bond hearing. So, you know, and crack attorneys on top of it immediately. And we'll see where it goes. That's the most important thing. If you have immediate representation, competent representation, things change. You know, how do charges get changed from what they were to what they are now if a gentleman is convicted of in Oregon? That's ridiculous. Things don't get worse.
Yeah, that's an interesting case. I saw the video of that when that happened, and I mean, I thought the guy used remarkable restraint, to be honest with you. I mean, because they were moving on both sides of him, in front of him, trying to get behind him. And he was doing everything he could to get out of there. All he was doing was trying to be a journalist, you know, video a protest, which is what journalists do. And they started coming at him, and they finally ran into somebody. But that when he pulled a gun, that didn't stop them from coming. They kept coming at him, which that's sort of insane.
Yeah, he showed restraint, and he didn't cap anybody.
Right.
And that's the problem at all. And folks, don't ever let anybody talk you into a bench trial. Never. Most competent criminal defense attorneys I know, we would never choose a bench trial. I'll take my chance with 12 reasonable persons and 12 members of my society over one biased judge or unbiased judge, whoever it is. And that's a shame. Almost as much of a shame, probably just the same level of shame as what comes out of the fourth federal district. And them telling us that, nope, we can't have assault-style rifles. Nah, that's not what was meant. So, and, you know, with another conflict, like I've talked before, and once we get the proper Supreme Court seated, once that's done, then these things need to be addressed and taken care of, because they are flat out kicking us in the chest, they're denying us our constitutional rights. Found a semi-automatic rifle? We can't use that. We can't choose to defend our life with that. I don't care if it's black. I don't care if it has a suppressor on it. I don't care what it has. It's a semi-automatic sporting rifle, folks. And again, we're letting hysteria dictate our constitutional rights. And that has to end.
Yeah, we'll see where that one goes, huh? We'll see. By the time that actually makes it to the Supreme Court, there should be a new justice sitting there. We'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improved Pro 1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
To you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now you are ready.
Indeed you are. joining us again from in his car, is CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. You're headed to CPAC.
Yes, heading to CPAC for the very first time. The way I looked at it was that we had a revolution. We had a lot of promises made to us, and Donald Trump and Pence are going to be there and a lot of other talking heads. And I'm very interested to hear what all these other people are saying now, because for so long, I didn't agree with all, what all these other people were saying. And I think that's how we got Donald Trump. And certainly from what he's been doing since he hit the ground running, I'm happy with it. Everything he's done makes perfect sense. And that's why I sometimes laugh hysterically when I hear the media side of the story on what's going on. And we all need to make sure we get behind our country. So essentially that's why I'm going to listen, to learn, and find out what's going to happen in 2 years and what everybody's saying. I would like to think that everybody's going to be behind our president, but we'll find out.
Well, we know, what do you think about what John McCain is doing or what the way he's acting?
You know, I think that giving John McCain the benefit of the doubt, he's a lunatic. He's as un-American as it comes. I don't know what he's doing. I can't figure out what he's doing, and I don't know what they put in his prune juice, but he just went off the deep end. And he's done this in the past before, but never to this extreme. To go at other countries and bash your president in front of all these audiences makes no sense whatsoever to me. So,
well, he heard a story about a phone call between Trump and the Australian Prime Minister, and he heard that it was a testy exchange. So he took it upon himself to call the Australian Prime Minister to reassure him that he has a friend indeed in the United States. Now, isn't that a bit audacious?
I would say, well, it is a bit audacious and quite a bit undermining. You know, when whoever we trust our commander-in-chief as, whatever the phone call happened, that's the man we wanted to be in office to make those phone calls. I didn't vote for John McCain. He wasn't even on the ticket, so he needs to keep his nose out of it.
I think Kasich voted for him.
Yeah, probably right. You're right, John Kasich probably voted for him.
By the way,
I still get emails every week touting the effectiveness of John Kasich, so I'm not sure what he's going to do or if he's going to still think he's going to ride into the sunset and save America, but it's kind of humorous.
Effectiveness how? Well, you know what? I don't even want to know. He's not effective. He is an also-ran as well. I think he may be in danger of becoming the next Bob Dole.
I think you're right. I think he's fighting. He's fighting to stay relevant.
When you go there, is this at CPAC, which I've never been to one, don't want to go to one, to be honest with you. I understand why you're going because of your strategic things you do. But I don't do those strategic things. I watch you do them and then I talk about them. So, when you go there, does this ever become like a floor of debate or anything? Does, policy come up to where, it gets sort of heated or, has it always been sort of a lackadaisical ho-hum event?
From what I've heard, it's always been like a kumbaya event. Usually the whoever is on the libertarian ticket ends up getting the endorsement from the president, then when that's coming up. I think it's just a bunch of seminars, what I think, how to campaign, and just a lot of a speak on what's happening in politics today, the future, what needs to be done. And, tossing heads, so to speak, and the people that you normally pay to listen to speak are going to be there to tell you what they think. And then I guess probably that's the success of probably a couple thousand anymore. So, I'll find out. This will be interesting. So.
What do you think about all of these conservative types like Crystal and Williamson and Jonah Goldberg and John McCain and all of these guys that are out there that are the old guard, who seem to have made it their mission to make this president fail. I mean, for me, that's almost something that might need a little bit of, at the very least, some skulls cracked, you know? I mean, have we lost him? You think we lost him, Jason?
Everything that we despise, and for whatever reason, you know, I saw this fear from the mainstream media. I saw this fear from, you know, hardline GOP leaders. And then I wonder, why are they so afraid of Donald Trump? And it's still fear that these people have. They're still so against trying to do something right. Like I said, I think they're so ingrained into the system, they can't see 10 feet in front of themselves. And that leads me to believe that, number one, these people need to go because they're part of the problem, or they are the problem. And number two, that things are probably a lot worse than we thought because people just don't know how to do it right. They totally lost their ability to govern and to make decisions in the legislature.
All right. We're sort of having trouble picking you up, I think, is probably wherever you are and everything. If you want, if you'd like to finish this up later on this week and circle back to us later, we can do that if you would like, and when we can.
Yeah, I don't want to hurt the quality of the show, that's for sure. So, nice talking to everybody. I apologize if our reception's not very good, and I'll talk to you later on in the week or next.
Well, you're going to be stationary tomorrow, right? You'll be near a landline.
Yep, I'll be stationary tomorrow. And remember, folks, I was at a funeral today talking to my uncle, and he said, "My ballot is probably in my magazine, isn't it?" I said, "Uncle Terry, yes, it is. Get it out and vote." So, folks, if those ballots are laying around, your magazines are laying around, pick them up and fill in the little dot beside Sean Maloney and get it mailed in.
There you go. We will have The World According to Second Call Defense Part 2 either tomorrow or Friday. Thank you for joining us. Drive careful.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks, everybody. Have a good night. Stay safe.
All right. We'll be right back.
There was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money. This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is a treatment that you put on your weapon. That's what it is, that's all it is, and that's all you need for it to be. This will both lubricate, keep it clean, it's going to operate in all environments, and it is also going to help you make it just about waterproof. Check them out. Froglube.com. The new trend in the militaries of the world is to try to, with the technology changing as rapidly as it does now, we're seeing more and more development in weapons, and the lethality that they're able to employ is something quite interesting. Now, heretofore, military weapons, as far as what the military has to pay for them, have been relatively inexpensive. And the handgun, of course, we just have gone through the modular handgun selection system. The handgun has never, you know, for the handgun to, this is a whole lot of trouble. And I was wondering why, because it is not a primary weapon. It is, it, you know, having one is a luxury just about. Having, it's referred to as a secondary now. When I was in the military, when I became an M60 machine gunner, I first got one. And then after I got one, I just wanted to keep one, even though I, when I made E5, I had to go back to the M16. So I've always carried a secondary weapon. Back then, it was not nearly as technically advanced as it is because my carry system was a tanker leather holster. I wish I had it today because it was a great way to carry a gun, but off your body and everything. But, you know, that's all beside the point. Since the 80s, they have tried to get into the 9mm realm, and yet with certain units of a certain high-speed nature, like force reconnaissance, for example, in the Marine Corps, normally a unit like that's going to have sufficient political autonomy to get the specific stuff that they want to have. Now, at that particular time, when all of this was happening, they wanted to stick with enforced reconnaissance in the Marine Corps. They wanted to stick with the 1911 and the 45 ACP round. And ultimately, they got their way. The only problem was, back then, they decided that new production pistols had to be built because the existing inventory date of the 1911s that were in service across the military back in the 80s was from the 1930s. Most had been rebuilt so many times that it was no longer the same. I mean, there was no components left of it from when it originated. Slide had been replaced, the frame had been replaced, the trigger, the barrel, the springs, all that stuff. Eventually, it's just pieced together. What the gun, the original pieces of the gun were a little better than scrap metal. Colt won a contract to produce a new 1911 pistol and 45 ACP for the USMC back then. It was called an ID/IQ, an indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity. The window was to deliver between 4,000 and 12,000 pistols, but the price per copy then was $1,875 plus spare parts. Back that time, a small number of Kimber 1911s made their way into the system as well. Then, somewhere in there, and I don't know exactly when this happened, but Special Operations Command became a thing. And they began to order with a great deal of autonomy, and they began to set up their TO&E, Table of Organization and Equipment, with a great deal of autonomy. And they started issuing stock Glock 19s. Which were much less expensive than the Colt 1911 to other special operations communities, and the USMC quickly joined that one. They joined in on that because it cost effectiveness, it was great. The Glock is a simple handgun. It has 31 moving parts. In its stock configuration, it is fine. It will run in just about any condition. And again, you know, it is now generally accepted that with modern high-performance ammunition, the argument over effectiveness of various pistol calibers has become mostly outdated and irrelevant, but that's only if they're going to allow them to carry that updated ammunition. They've got to get away from the hardball, the full metal jacket, and they've got to get into something a little more exotic, a little more frangible, a little more painful. And it is only certain special USMC units who were issued the Colt 1911 and now the Glock 19. And the rest of the United States Marine Corps has been using Beretta pistols all along. Presumptively, the Berettas will now be replaced by the SIG 320s. And I really am wondering, will the Glock 19 and the 1911 stick it out? Or will they also be replaced with the SIG 320? They make a SIG 320 in 45 caliber. They make a SIG 320 in 40 caliber. They make all of the spare parts to swap these calibers around. Is that going to be the way it's going to stay? The other thing that's happening right now is they're talking about replacing the M4 with something made by H&K. It's supposed to be a hybrid. It looks to me like a beefy M4, except it's made by H&K, and this is considered to be sort of a semi-replacement for the SAW, the squad automatic weapon, and because it will fire in a sustained rate and handle it somehow or another. The M16 is not a very good weapon in fully automatic, or the M4. The AK-47 is a much better weapon. It's meant to thump on itself. And so they're talking about replacing that, too. And I guess what I'm trying to say is that we need to make sure and support the military when they want to outfit our people. When I took basic training in 1984, nine years after Vietnam, my weapon that I trained with was a Vietnam-era M16. And that was not that old back then. But, I mean, the first iteration of the M16 was, I don't know, it was pretty simple. The handguards were made by the toy company Mattel. So, I mean, it began to evolve and everything until we got to the assault weapons ban when all development stopped. And then that picked back up when it sunset. But I think it's time to clean house and do some new outfitting. You know, a makeover. Sig P320s and something like this H&K rifle. And let's get these people some hardware to where they can be agile, mobile, and hostile. I'm good with that. I mean, anybody not good with that? I'm pretty good with it. If you're not good with it, I don't know what to tell you, but I'm pretty good with it. So, we will see where we go from there. Now, don't forget that SIG P320C FLS, which looks identical to the M17, I'm going to be shooting that. That's going to be put up for sale at a discounted price with Upstate Armory Group. You can find out about that at when it gets ready to go up. You'll find out about it. You'll be able to contact them directly and see what you want to do if that's something you would like to look at. We'll put it out there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is something that you can't over-lubricate. There's a lot of people who get out there and say, well, you know, you don't need to lubricate it that much because that will start to cause it to foul up or something. I've never been proven to me. But with Frog Lube, I don't have to, you know, I've only been using this for 5 years, so I don't. I try to over-lubricate it. I've tried to make it get to the point to where it doesn't allow the weapon to function, and that just hasn't happened yet. Froglube.com. Coming out of Austin, Texas, Governor Greg Abbott today led a coalition of nine governors in filling something called amici curiae on or friend of the court brief to the United States Supreme Court in the case of Edward Peruta, Michelle Laxon, James Dodd, Leslie Bunchner, Mark Cleary, California Rifle and Pistol Association versus the County of San Diego. At stake in this is whether Californians and citizens of other states traveling in California can exercise their Second Amendment right to carry a concealed handgun. The brief reads, the question presented is whether the state of California can single out one group of disfavored citizens, namely gun owners, and impose unique burdens on their fundamental rights. If this was a case about speech, the right to counsel, or any of the other rights protected by the 14th Amendment, every federal court in this country would reject California's arguments out of hand. Indeed, no other group of private citizens has to prove to the satisfaction of a government official vested with unreviewable and boundless discretion that they really need to exercise their fundamental constitutional freedoms. Now, Abbott, who is proving to be just a nightmare for the left, he previously took action in April 2015 when he filed an amicus brief making a parallel argument. The Ninth Circuit, yeah, that one, later held that there is no constitutional right to carry a concealed handgun and citizens must show good cause before they can obtain such a license. Following that ruling, the case was elevated to the U.S. Supreme Court. Joining Abbott in objecting to the Ninth Circuit ruling are the governors of Arkansas, Arizona, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Maine, South Carolina, and South Dakota. The brief concludes by pointing out that the Constitution exists to protect citizens' rights from a government that would seek to take them away. Now, it might be true that statewide elected officials in California have strong political incentives to infringe on the right of the people to keep and bear arms. But the Constitution never was intended to disappear where policymakers in Sacramento find it when they find it inconvenient. Nor was it intended to protect only those rights that enjoy popular support or universal acceptance. And that's the truth. And we'll see. And then when that comes to a head, we'll have Ed Peruta back here and we'll have a little fun with him. There's some people out there that are going to try to take the Commerce Clause, which is a very... They take the Commerce Clause is the one where they get out there and they say we can regulate everything. So the word commerce doesn't really apply because it's supposed to apply to commerce. But the Commerce Clause is going to be one of the stepping stones for the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2017. This is actually put together to provide relief for the 14.5 plus, well, it's probably a little further north of 16 million now, who want to be certain that their carry rights across state lines are upheld. The ones that go get the permit and sit through the classes. And listen, now, if you've never been to a gun class, if you don't know anything about guns, learning the laws of where you can and cannot carry and trying to have an instructor try to teach you about mindset when you have to shoot somebody is a good thing to have. But for somebody like me, that was 8 hours of sitting there trying not to go cross-eyed. So I had to sit there and put up with all of this special torture because all they were doing was telling me where I couldn't carry a gun, and I could see a sign. And I know where courthouses are, and I know where police, where the cop shops are, so that's where I'm not carrying guns. But otherwise, the need to be able to have reciprocity across the country is acute. Because the number of concealed carry permit holders has tripled since Congress first attempted to pass that in 2008. Trump is now the permit holder in chief, and he has announced his support for interstate reciprocity. They're wanting to ask, is the proposed statute constitutional? Well, we know it is based on the 14th, and we know it is based upon other certain things that have been out there before, but they're still going to keep on asking it. And reciprocity for nearly every other type of license depends on voluntary arrangements among states. And that's a practice that comports with the 10th Amendment. So can the federal government compel reciprocity for concealed carry permits? And that's where you go to the Commerce Clause. And this clause empowers Congress to regulate interstate commerce. But since the 1930s, they've used that as a pretext to regulate everything. And the U.S. Supreme Court, under the flag of loose constructionism, has largely upheld those laws, creating the increasingly Orwellian definition of both interstate and commerce. 1942, they ruled that under the Commerce Clause, they could regulate how much wheat a farmer is allowed to grow on his own farm, even if his produce never leaves the state. And from there, it just got worse. So, after decades of dissipating the original meaning of the Commerce Clause, the U.S. Supreme Court went for Broken Scarborough versus the United States. That held that there need only be a minor connection between firearms and interstate commerce, such as guns having once been shipped across state lines from the factory, for firearms to be regulated forever afterward under the Commerce Clause. In the wake of Scarborough, several legal scholars ridiculed the theory that federal power forever infects anything that contacts interstate commerce. But the president today offers a genuine constitutional pedigree to concealed carry interstate reciprocity. And that fact was not lost on the framers of the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2017, who referred to all handguns as having been shipped or transported in interstate or foreign commerce. And that creates a jurisdictional hook that guarantees the statute will pass constitutional muster under the Commerce Clause. So, let this be a lesson to you, gun prohibitionists, and living constitutionalists, which are mostly the same people. Given enough time, that loose constructionism produces ironic and unintended consequences. Scarborough, which was a spent shell in the war on original meaning, will become a nuclear bomb in any judicial review of the reciprocity under the Commerce Clause. And With a concealed carry permit holder now president of the United States, that's a bit of a cause for optimism for us. Interstate reciprocity is probably just around the corner. It's just profoundly ironic that the rudderless ship of loose constructionism now is going to be the vessel that returns us to the shore of liberty. That's a bad thing about pulling those plugs. When a broken clock is going to be right twice a day, leftists. So every time you get out there and you think you're doing something, most of the time it's very short-sighted. It will come back. We will be there, and we'll be standing there waiting on you. Yeah. So reciprocity is at hand, and we'll see. We'll see what we get. I want to carry a gun in Manhattan. If we get interstate reciprocity, I'm going to go to Manhattan and I want to have a steak with Stephen D'Andrelli, and he's going to buy it. I don't know if I've told him that yet, but, you know, that's probably going to be happening soon. And he'll be happy to do it. I'll just have to catch him when he's not in Aruba. I think he's going out of town soon anyway. We're about to roll into hour number three. When we get back, we're going to talk about the Obama DHS hacking into an election system, another election system. This is Lock and Load.
Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.